There's somebody out there that's got $5. We need $5 to put this show over the top.
There we go.
Mom, it cannot be you this time, okay? But 877-500-5266. Listen to me. Everything we do here is about you. That's the most important thing for you to know. In a minute, we're going to an incredible show. But 877-500-5266. This is about you having a better life. And we're all in it together. Thanks for calling. Thanks to everyone who called. And now back to the control room.
You got it, Samia.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located in the Kearns neighborhood at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, an Irish sports pub with lounge areas and a pool table. Katie O'Brien's is open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Revolucion Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, desserts, and Mexican coffee only. Grown by Fair Trade Cooperative of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Dinner was provided by Le Happy, located at 1011 Northwest 16th Avenue in Portland. Le Happy serves French cuisine and gourmet crepes from 5 p.m. to midnight every day, with brunch on weekends. Le Happy also hosts private events. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, this month featuring soul, rhythm and blues, and folk singer Chris Webster. Webster draws from many genres, sometimes backing her songs on uke or even washboard, with Nina Gerber on guitars. Gerber honed her skills accompanying folk singer Kate Wolfe. She has accompanied and recorded with Carla Bonoff, Peter Rowan, Nancy Griffith, Greg Brown, and many others. The Portland Folk Music Society concert is April 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. For more information, go to the website, kboo.fm, and click on Community Events.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Guinevere D'Amblia, coming to you from KBOO in the middle of our membership drive. I'm here tonight with Erin Mack, a new friend we just met, and she's also a coach and guide. Welcome to Is It You or Is It Me? This show is meant to bring out the conversation about personal responsibility and reflection and what we do in our lives and how it affects others. And Erin is, I've listened to some of the things she's had to say, so this is going to be a great conversation. So hi, Erin.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, pleasure.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Nice. So, tell me a little bit about your story. Like, who are you? Where'd you come from? What are you doing coaching people, guiding people?
Yeah. So I'm a new transplant to Portland from Kona, Hawaii. I've been there for 18 years. Yeah.
This is not a good time to talk about that. We all want to be there.
Yeah. It is and was a beautiful place for me to be. It's where my heart felt best. And so I spent nearly two decades there. Upon arriving there, I was a special ed teacher in the Bay Area, and I made a couple of goals for myself moving there, that I would start my own business and that I would smell a plumeria every day. I did keep that up for a while, a couple of years. It slipped off later on. But yeah, so I started a business as soon as I got there. The old-fashioned way, I put an ad in the paper and said, I will basically do, you know, I'll do housework, I'll do errand running, and I got hired by a few people, and then I kept going, and I created two businesses out of that. I had a catering business and a cleaning business.
Wow.
Yeah, and at the time, the cleaning business was a construction cleaning. There was a lot of construction going on in the early 2000s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the business just transformed itself over the years. I had it for 18 years. I was blessed enough to sell it, and because of some of the work that that we're going to talk about today, I was able to create the life that I've always wanted. And I met somebody, and he lives here, and so I ended up here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, I can just imagine that, you know, doing that kind of work in Hawaii and having the time, energy, and fun to play around over there. Did you get interested in helping people while you were over there?
Well, the cleaning business came out of helping people in general. Or, I mean, all of that was because I wanted to help people. I think as humans, that's kind of our human condition. I think we want to help people. Mm-hmm. And when we create work situations that do help people, then longevity happens. When we do work for things like just monetary gain, at some point, the interest wanes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, starting a business, you know, of course, super exciting, being an entrepreneur, setting your own hours, all that. However, when you start a business, you get into the whole process of you wanting to be successful and what does that take, and you can lose yourself in that process as well. I know a lot of entrepreneurs do. They lack balance, and mm-hmm. part of the reason that I wanted to coach entrepreneurs is for that very reason. It's very difficult to balance a home life, a business life, and find joy and passion and purpose in what it is that you do. And that's exactly what I teach. And I'm one of those people that, although I know you can learn without going through drama and heartache and difficult times, that's never been my path.
It's kind of rare.
Yeah.
In my experience, too.
It's possible, and...
Can't recall meeting anybody who's really done that.
I have actually coached some people through some of these transitional times. And part of what we learn is by associating ourselves with what I call low-level energy, you know, mm-hmm. things that don't feel good. And sometimes we need those things in our lives so that we can make change because it creates awareness around it.
So so I can get on the track with you. So you were in Hawaii. You started a couple of businesses, cleanup and catering, and now you're coaching people, helping people through on an entrepreneurial level. And when did that start? Was there a moment when you were cleaning a construction site that you had an epiphany that you wanted to help entrepreneurs, or was it more integrated?
Well, what actually happened is people, you know, it was a small town. People saw that my business was becoming successful quickly. And so I began coaching almost immediately as my business grew. There were other small businesses, vendors that I used, and people that were in the same realm, service type businesses, that would contact me and say, gosh, I don't understand how I can grow in a way where I can have employees, or I can grow in a mm-hmm. way that makes ethical sense, or I can grow in a way that is creating monetary gain exponentially rather than me still working really super hard out in the field. And some of those things I was able to, you know, trial and error, figure out sort of. And because my business was had longevity, then as it continued to grow, people kept coming to me saying, how did you do this? How did you get so many employees? How did you create work vehicles in a way that was safe and didn't, you know, break the bank? And how did you, you know, diversify the services that you offered in a way that made sense so that you were still servicing your clients that you had for a long period of time and creating new ways to make income? And so they just came to me asking me all these questions, and I just felt like, why wouldn't I? You know, I even had other cleaning companies come to me and ask me all these questions. And in most worlds, that would be, oh my gosh, you know, but I don't live in lack. I live in abundance. And so I know that by me lifting others up, mm-hmm. that it was going to, in the long run, you know, at least karmically, if nothing else, be helpful. And for the community, obviously, I, you know, just like, you know, in any service business, I cannot be the end all be all for every, like, I can't coach every single person. I'm going to, you know, attract my tribe, the people that understand where I'm coming from and feel a connection to me.
That's, I can kind of see that happening as you're meeting somebody for coffee near the beach or something and start asking you questions, and I can see how that evolves.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it does.
So you do, and we're close to a little break here, so if we interrupt for that, we'll get back to this, but you do more than just entrepreneurial.
Yes.
Business stuff. Mm-hmm. Personal and career.
Yeah, my interest really is helping people across the board. Of course, in business, you have to get clarity on who it is that you're helping. I connect with entrepreneurs easily because I've been an entrepreneur for many decades, and I enjoy the process of starting and building a business. And so that was kind of, you know, an obvious natural go-to.
Mm-hmm.
The career is also very similar. You know, people are looking for, they're in transition, they're looking for something new, and like we mentioned before, purpose, joy, abundance, those are the things that people are looking for this day and age in a career, not just, you know, to stay someplace for 30 years. That's not the environment we're in anymore.
Right, right. It's shifting around.
Mm-hmm.
So, Soumya,
yes,
our beautiful board operator tonight, and I are going to talk a little bit about the membership drive.
Yes.
And so you get a front row seat, Erin.
Wonderful.
Yes. Thank you, Erin, for being here today on Is It Your Is It Me? And programming like this would not be possible without membership and members, KBOO supporters. So, Gwen, I don't know if you have the number in front of you in the studio, but...
The number of what?
The number of to call to donate.
Oh,
maybe
my
you
gosh.
Haven't memorized.
877-500-5266.
Yes, that's
once
correct.
Again, 877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm. There's a nice donate button. Opportunity to become a member.
Yes.
Help support this incredibly awesome station.
Yes, and... The station is volunteer run. We have a staff here, a core staff who's deeply committed to the station, deeply committed
very
to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And without your support, we can't exist. And we really want you to be part of the station, whether you volunteer with your time, with your voice, with your body at remote broadcasts. We just want you to be part of the station. If you're unable to volunteer your time, if you can make a donation, we're looking for $300 for this show.
All right. Nice.
And something that I find amazing is that KBOO is over 50 years old, and it's such a vital and strong part of our community still, and still so relevant. There's so many people who listen to the station to get their news, whether it's Democracy Now! Or public affairs shows such as this. Is It Your Is It Me?, Transpositive, Preference, Calculated Conversation, which is coming up at 7.
Uh-huh.
And so listeners can call us at 877-500-5266. We want the number to ring. We want those phones to ring. We have volunteers standing by.
So we have a $300 goal.
Yes.
So come on, folks.
Yes.
Make us shine over here. Make us shine for this hour. It's like, help it out.
And our membership works by having many different people be part of the KBOO community. So every little bit counts. Sometimes people can't donate a lot of money because of whatever circumstance. But even if you can donate $5 a month, $10 a month, it goes a long way at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And different things that we spend the money on are equipment. That's a big part of what we're
doing. It's a
here.
Huge part, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Music and all the community outreach that we do at the station as well. All of the funds go towards that.
And you know what's really cool, talking about equipment, is if somebody was interested, you could pop right down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off of Burnside, and come on in and get a tour and see just what this equipment we're talking about looks like. I mean, it's all lit up. It's all over the place. There's buttons to push and little things to move. There's microphones everywhere and computers. There is a lot going on here for everybody.
Yes.
So everybody's donation really helps and really matters. And if, not if, please do it.
877-500-5266. If you've already donated, if you already volunteer, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it. We could not do it without you.
And absolutely.
I'm going to turn it back over to Aaron and Gwen.
All right. Thanks, Somia. Okay. So you're looking at, well, I pulled these three areas off of your website.
Yeah.
Business, career, and personal. And so how do you divide that up?
So everything that I teach from comes from two basic premises. One is thoughts become things. The things you think about the most is what you create. And the other is taking personal responsibility for what you have created, not in a blaming way, but in a way that empowers you so that you understand that you created all these wonderful things, maybe a couple of not so wonderful things.
Right.
And because you have the power to create all these wonderful things, you could create wonderful things in the areas that maybe don't feel so wonderful at the moment. And so I teach workshops, empowerment workshops, and that's for everybody, anybody who's interested in self-development, interest in a transition, interested in understanding how the universe works, law of attraction, interested in creating a different view on life that comes from an empowering place. And I teach this for all my business clients and my career clients and in these workshops. And the reason I do that is because, you know, there's been a large disconnect with all the technology and everything that's going mm-hmm. on.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding like what's important and that people are still important and that connection is vitally important just as human beings. And without having an understanding of how the universe works and how to create what it is that you want in your life, you can get into some dark places. And I'm here to say that joy is cultivated within. This is something that I spend a lot of time talking about in my workshop because it is an inside job. And is it you? Is it me? It's you in the most loving, wonderful way.
Right,
it's
right.
You, and let me empower you and give you some tools so that you can create the life that you want. It's totally possible. I live a dream. It's amazing. And it's because I have very simple techniques that I use to create, to cultivate that joy on a daily basis. Some of it is, you know, rituals that I do, like, you know, meditation, visualization. Uh-huh. I do teach a visualization to all my clients and in my workshop. That's very powerful. And that's sort of how I got into the whole thing. I had followed Mike Dooley. He's who I trained under. He wrote a book called Infinite Possibilities. And he was also in The Secret, the movie and the book. the Law of Attraction movie that was, you know, super popular. And that's how I met him, through a different seminar company. And he did a seminar about a year and a half ago that I attended. And because of, it was a seminar, an entire day seminar on visualization and how to create what it is that you want in your life based on these very specific terms and ways to visualize. And this is, once I went home from that, I was not in a great place. I went home, mm-hmm. my life completely turned around in a matter of literally moments. I had several epiphanies while I was there. I came back home and I called up my broker. My business had been for sale for 6 months, no bites, not a lot going on. Called up my broker and I said, you know what? My business is going to sell by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in a bidding war, and just letting you know. And I'm sure if there was a picture of him, his jaw would have been on the ground like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And he did. He's like, well, you know, everybody would like to believe. And I said, no, I'm clear. This is happening. And as it turned out, it went into several bidding wars over the course of a few months and was sold within a few months at more than ask. And it was a roller coaster ride for him. But because of the things that I had learned in that workshop, I was able to manage my emotions. And that's what I teach, is how to manage your emotions through everything that's going on. It's possible to stay neutral and calm while all kinds of crazy stuff is happening around you. And I think that's the goal, or that's my goal, is to teach people how to live from that place, because I think it's much more peaceful there.
Oh, I agree with all of that. Feels like stepping back from you know, beliefs or situations that you've created consciously or unconsciously, but what we might call drama, is stepping back out of that long enough to see it and using some of the exercises like you talked about to, you know, to fix up what you've done, take responsibility. I really wanted to talk a little bit more about that, the two things you brought up right at the beginning about what you think is what you create. Is that how you said it?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
So yeah, thoughts become things. The things you think about the most is what you create in your life.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, I think that if you take a moment and look back on your life, you'll recognize that a lot of the things that you've created are wonderful things.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you thought about them a lot prior to having them. Things like graduating from high school, maybe, or winning an award, or, you know, if you have a specialty, something that you're great at, art or sports or those sorts of things.
Yeah, some kind of pathway through an idea that you wanted to do this, and you've created that happening.
Yeah, and so through the workshops, what I'm teaching is how to create that intentionally. So a lot of times we think, oh, the, you know, life is happening at us or to uh-huh. us. The reality is we are creators. We all came from the same stuff, the star stuff, as right. Carl Sagan likes to say. And we all came from that place, which tells me that we all are, you know, connected on some level, because we're all come from the same place. And harvesting those ideas, we spend a lot of time delineating ourselves out from everybody and everything, right?
Right.
I'm this, you're that. No, it's not that.
We
exist as beings. And a lot of people are associating themselves with the mind and what their mind is doing, which is oftentimes playing tricks. And my voice is that it's not the mind. If you can step away from your mind long enough to recognize that you have thoughts, that tells me that the spectator is who you are. The mm-hmm. mind is the one that's doing all the thinking and getting you sort of into trouble, so to speak.
Right. I just, you know, I was talking to somebody about that today. They were talking in the idea that their brain is doing all this creating, and they don't have much options because there's a big duality going on, and it's like, Well, your brain is your computer. It's only going to do what you input into it. And that can be indoctrinated beliefs. It could be beliefs you've chosen intentionally or not.
Absolutely.
But that's what we're putting into our brains, and that's what our brains are over there operating, and we don't think we have anything to do with it.
Yeah, one of the things that I really like to teach about is limiting beliefs. These mm-hmm. are the things that sometimes are referred to as programs. These are the things that were created out of events that happened, typically between 1 and or 0 and 8. that we made decisions about, not consciously, right? Unfortunately, what's happened though is the human brain, it's analytical. We're not like animals. We're actually able to analyze things, and so to make life easier, we have an event, we decide something about it. You know, the stove is hot. Don't stick your hand on it. That sort of thing, right? So then we create. That's a belief that serves us, right?
Right.
There are other beliefs that happen that maybe we had a response to, you know, somebody cut us off when we were talking or told us to go away or whatever, and we made a decision about that. Unfortunately, even though that's the history and it happened many years ago, we're still functioning out of that lack, that idea, unbeknownst, right? So mm-hmm. it's just not awareness around it. And so when you don't have awareness around it, you're making decisions based on this history that no longer serves what's happening in the present and oftentimes is inappropriate, again, without awareness. So it's not a blaming. It's let's get some awareness around this. Let's teach some simple tools to get in on the subconscious level because that's where all this is playing out. And then create from intention from that place.
That's like reactive decisions. Mm-hmm. So some of these decisions, you know, like the example about the stove, it's like, well, I think we can all go, yeah, okay, that's a helpful belief. It's a helpful thing to know about, right? But like you were talking to some of the other ones in an instance, it's like a reaction. You have an emotional reaction based on something in your life, right? It's like somebody does something and you react in a certain way, and then you make a decision from a reactive place, which is really kind of low on the power on the modes, consciousness.
Absolutely.
Modes.
Yes.
You know, reactivity is one of the base modes. You know, you me see, me want, me me want, me take,
right,
kind of
right,
stuff,
right? Yeah, and that's one of the things that I like to talk about is that when you're looking for those limiting beliefs, when you have an emotional response to something, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad. Usually the good ones, we don't want to mess with those. Those are great. We don't need to do anything about that.
Right, right.
The ones where, you know, somebody says something and all of a sudden our feelings are hurt or we're offended or what gives them the right to say or do or act this way, that's telling you there's something there because whoever that person, event or whatever is going on, they're not doing anything. They're just being them doing their, you know, reacting to their limiting beliefs, right?
Right.
And so responding, taking a moment and learning some tools so that you can respond rather than react from an emotional place and understanding that that's a key, that's a gift, saying, look at this particular thing here. The reason that you're having a response is there's an old wound there. And,
right.
You know, I think it's important to, you know, have a history. And a lot of times what I'll do with my clients is I'll just say, okay, tell me your story. What's your story? Where'd mm-hmm. you come from? What happened? Who did wrong? And then I tell them, out of respect and holding the space for them to heal, they're not allowed to tell that story anymore. Now, that doesn't mean those people didn't exist and those emotions and all those things didn't happen. They certainly did. they don't have a place in the future, and they certainly don't have a place in the now. Because right here, right now, everything's taken care of.
Right.
So if we can stay in that place.
Well, which brings us around to the personal responsibility. And we're about ready for another little break here in a minute. So we will. I want to bring this up so we continue it. This brings us back, circling back to personal responsibility. So a person has an incident in their life or a situation in their past that, you know, something got created around. And the idea of going back to that core moment that you made the decision to protect yourself, to be safe, to not ever say something again, or be in, you know, whatever the creation, the belief created in that moment, going back to it and seeing that, then you have the power to change it.
Yeah, knowing where it came from, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a moment here, talk to all our listeners and all the beautiful people out there that are just waiting to come into KBOO to become a member, to donate.
If you're out there listening to the show and you're enjoying Is It You or Is It Me and what Aaron and Guinevere are talking about, we strongly encourage you to call right now, 877-500-5266. And don't wait till the end of the show.
Right. Do it right now.
Yeah, do it right now. I think one of the amazing things about this time, Tuesdays from 6 to 7, it's the Queer Boo family. We have Preference, Transpositive, Is It You or Is It Me? And Guinevere, I just wanted you maybe to talk about the importance of having your voice on the radio and how special that is and meaningful it is.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, just what Aaron and I have been talking about, the idea of personal responsibility and creating beliefs, you know, and then backing out of that and seeing it and being able to deal with it. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal for a lot of people. And I do believe that it is the answer to our evolution as a species.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of going from small to big, but we're not going to get anywhere if we just keep repeating the same beliefs over and over. I mean, we see it in action today. And that's why these voices on KBOO right now are so important. It's like, you can back up enough to see that all the same stuff that's going on now has been going on for generations.
Mm-hmm.
Actions, reactions, ideas, you know, separation. I can do it better. No, you can't. Yeah, I can. Watch this. So that's what I think about having our voices in all our different shows. And, you know, so many of these programs are created by people just like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Guests come in like Aaron, who just may become a member and do her own thing. I mean, you just never know, you know?
Yeah.
And Sonia puts in her time at the board here, mm-hmm. and all the help she gives to the station. This is what we do, and we do it so we can bring our voices to you. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
And we live in a time when healthy communities are resilient communities. And we live in a time when we need to be a strong community. Mm-hmm. We cannot divide. We cannot start siloing, staying at home, and not being able to face what's going on in the world, because there's a lot of people that need our help. And there's a lot of voices that are being suppressed and marginalized. And KBOO is a place that amplifies the voices of marginalized communities, whether it's people of color, trans people, people who don't have a lot of money, people who don't have a lot of resources. KBOO is a place where everyone can come and they can talk about what's important to them, talk about mm-hmm. the communities that are supporting them as well.
Right. And you know, it's I love a lot of the programs and the shows we have coming on. And then there's a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have Democracy Now twice a day, which is just, you know, I have a hard time listening to that show because it just, I get fired up. I get fired up over the stuff they're talking about, because they bring up things that you don't, you know exist, but you're not hearing it.
Yes.
So
KBOO is bringing information and news to the world, including the show, that mm-hmm. other mainstream media outlets are not informing the public about. And so that's a huge thing. You need to know what's actually happening in the world so that you can make an educated response, and that you can help your children with making decisions that they want to make, and your spouse and your partners and your coworkers. And so if you haven't called us yet, please call 877-500-5266. You can also go online, kbu.fm/give. There's a nice donate button that we both love.
Yes. And there is also a app for your phone.
That's correct. Ta-da!
Makes it really easy. That number is 877-500-5266.
And I hear the phones ringing. If you're making a contribution, thank you so much. We so appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We could not be here without you.
Absolutely.
If you're unable to donate any money, you can always donate your time. You can always come and volunteer. I would say this is one of the highlights of my week, coming to the station, seeing my friends, seeing friendly faces, getting to use the crazy equipment.
Somia likes all those buttons and little levers and things.
I do. It's the funnest part of my week sometimes.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is that KBU allows just anyone to come into the station and learn how to use equipment, use technical equipment, learn audio engineering. Both Gwen and I have been trained in just through classes through the station.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, if you want to be part of the station, whether it's through volunteering or donation, please call us 877-500-5266. The KBU website is awesome. So even if you just want to go check out the website and see what other programming we offer, it's so user-friendly and a beautiful website.
It is. And all of these shows are archived.
That's correct. Yeah.
You know, you can look for a show by its name. You can search. You can search all the different time slots. If you heard, well, I heard that this morning at 8 o'clock. I really want to do it. Boom, you go right on. It's all right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you just go back and you can listen to it. You can download stuff.
And I have to say, I walked in here to meet Gwen, and everybody introduced themselves. Everyone's so super friendly and wonderful. I've just felt so welcomed.
Nice. So that number one last time is 877-500-5266. And Erin and Guinevere, back to the show.
Thanks, Samia. Okay. Personal responsibility.
Yeah, I was like, I know there was something we were talking about. I've forgotten what it was.
Well, the connection around a belief and finding out that you actually created that belief. It's not inherent. Beliefs aren't inherent to us. We don't get a whole stack of beliefs when we're born and that's it.
Right.
You know?
Clean slate, right?
Clean slate.
Started with a clean slate. Things happen. We made decisions based on those events and hurt feelings and all those things. And moving into the now seems daunting when you say, oh my gosh, it's, you know, taking personal responsibility. And for me, I find it's the most freedom. Okay, so now it's like, instead of going, oh, okay, instead of feeling like the victim, I get to actually create. I get to create from a place where I want to create from. I get to create the life that I want and the people and the experiences that I want to have. That is true freedom. And being able to recognize that when a limiting belief is triggered by somebody saying or doing something and me having a response to it, that I can step back from it and recognize that that is from a limiting belief and be okay with that and move right along. Whereas before, I would have what I call, and I find a lot of my clients have, which is circular thinking, where like an event happens, you have a reaction to it, and then you just keep thinking about it and thinking about it, and you're not able to let it go. You're not able to move on. It's just literally running circles in your mind.
Exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's a lot of energy. And what I find without having to do that now, that I can spend my energy on creation. I can spend it on the things that bring me joy and keep going towards those and create energy and action in those directions rather than being bogged down by those low-level emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not like we never have an emotion again.
No, I mean, yeah, no.
But our emotions are really clear.
Yeah.
And they're really not, you know, we're not at the mercy of our emotions. They're just
signals. And we're not our
and,
emotions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that is just a response from history that basically a lot of the things I have my clients do and what I do through workshops is disrupt, because it's really just habit, right? Mm-hmm. We get into this habitual thinking about things. I mean, just for example,
it really is.
Yeah, something happens, you have that circular thinking, and a lot of times I'll just snap my fingers and say, enough. That's enough. And just that disruption most of the time is enough. Or sometimes I'll just say, that's not true. You know, the whole thing. Because oftentimes what happens, right? You have a response or a reaction to something that somebody said or done, which is your limiting belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you create a story around it, right? Oh, I sent a text. This person didn't text me back. I must have offended them, or they're unpleasant, or right, or I make it about them, or I make it about something I did, and then, you know, come to find out they were just busy, or their phone died, or whatever, right?
They were
and
on a
so,
plane.
Right,
never even saw it for 8 hours.
Exactly, right. And how often does that happen? Those stories that we make up, mm-hmm. they never come true. They're not real. They're just an illusion of something that we made up to make it okay. Well, how about we just make it okay, because I have a limiting belief that this thing happened and I had an emotional response to it, and just know I had an emotional response. It's okay. I can move on to the next thing. I don't have to worry. And what I actually tell myself now is when something like that happens, I say to myself, gosh, I hope they're okay, mm-hmm. right? Because doesn't that just shift the energy? It's like, if I can shift it from they've wronged me somehow because they didn't respond to my text,
which
to,
is a creation
right,
in itself,
total illusion,
mm-hmm.
to gosh, I hope they're okay. I hope they didn't get into an accident, or I hope, you know, something didn't happen for them that is not good, right? And then I can release it and move on.
Yeah, or it's just like, you know, well, I texted this person, they didn't answer. Well, that's the end of it. Well, I'll check back later.
Right.
You yeah. know, or like you said, creating some sort of a caring kind of energy instead of the resentment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I, you know, my daughter is 11. She's sort of getting into that preteen thing.
Oh, fun times.
Yeah, it's been very interesting.
Talk about.
Love you, Brooke.
Beliefs.
Right? You want to know about yourself. You have a child and watch it in action in front of you. Yeah, just, you know, she had a, the other day she had a speech and she was like, oh my gosh, she came home. She was distraught. I did horrible. My teacher doesn't like me. The kids Aww. Think I'm silly or whatever, right? And I said, do you know, none of those kids probably even remembered. You know, they're so busy worrying about themselves and them having to get up there and do the speech. And you're all worried that they're all thinking about you and that you messed up. And then I went, I saw her teacher a few days later and I was like, you know, Brooke was really upset because of this whole thing. And she was like, Brooke did an amazing job. What is she talking about, right? So she had that experience. The teacher had a different experience. And the kids probably had, they were probably all wrapped up in them getting all nervous about doing their speech. So we all think that, you know, everybody's looking at us and judging us and all that. Oftentimes, we're all so focused on ourselves that we're not even paying attention to what's going on with
right.
others.
I feel that way about being on the radio sometimes. Oh my gosh, that didn't come out right. Oh, I could have done this, could have done that. And then five people go, gosh, that was a great show, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then do you feel better about it, or you still think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the idea of that self-judgment, that being so self-involved that you're not even seeing a small thing you could improve, you're seeing this whole disaster bringing you know, getting those different viewpoints helps shift the idea from, well, there's some really good parts, and you know, I could quit saying 20 times a minute, something like right? Yeah. So reflections are an incredible tool.
Absolutely.
Points of view.
And I think that we spend an awful lot of time picking out the parts that aren't so great. And I don't just mean on the air or when you're doing a speech or whatever, right? You're just, oh my gosh, I didn't say that right. I hope I didn't hurt their feelings. Or, oh my gosh, you know, I could have done that differently or come from a different place. And the thing is we are mostly doing the right thing, right?
Right. We really,
my view is that most people, we're so much more alike than we are different. So much more alike. And we spend all this time trying to make ourselves different and more important or shrinking or whatever all those things are. And the reality is I think if you asked most humans, like, what's most important to them on their deathbed, they're not going to be talking about how much more money I could have made or how much lot more hours I could have worked, or, you know, they're going to be talking about, I could have spent more time with my family. I could have had more deep, meaningful relationships with people across the board, right? I think that's what we all want. And we spend all this other time thinking about and creating stories and, you know, making decisions from this history of ours and, you know, zeroing in on all the stuff we didn't do right. When there's like 1,000 things we do right every day, there's one thing wrong, and all of a sudden we attached all these like bad feelings to the one thing rather than going, hooray, I did this amazing thing. I helped this person. I, you know, whatever it is, right? All these wonderful, I, you know, made food for my family, or I, you know, went grocery shopping. All those things are important too, and to be commended too.
Right, right.
And more so, because I was actually having this conversation with a friend yesterday. We're putting together a seminar in Las Vegas, and he's really on the neurological side of things. And what he was saying, that why meditation and visualization, these things work, is because when you celebrate the wins and not the losses, then you create new neural pathways and they strengthen each time. And so we were saying it in reference to like sports, right? Where, you know, an athlete has something happens and they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just did that or whatever. Instead of having that reaction just every time they made the basket or the goal or, you know, did good defense or whatever it was, celebrating that more and more, because when you celebrate the other, it creates you know, stronger of the not so great things where you want to just celebrate the good stuff and let the other stuff go.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Out of 10 things in the day, it's the one thing that you question that you just like expand on and stuff. So we're about ready to do a little break again, but you're doing some workshops. You have some workshops coming up. So when we come back, let's talk about workshops and what's going on.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Gugan. Thank you, Aaron.
You bet, Somya. Thank you.
You guys are doing wonderful. I love listening to the show. My neural networks are changing as I'm listening.
Nice.
And we want to give our listeners the chance to change their neural networks by donating to KABU, 877-500-5266. We had a caller, Brittany, call in, and she donated, Brittany from Beaverton. She's a new member to the station.
Oh, thanks, Brittany.
Yes, thank you so much. And you got a tote bag, Music Makes the Movement.
Nice.
Which is a beautiful tote bag.
Beautiful.
So
thanks, Brittany.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, Brittany. So that's 877-500-5266 online at kboo.fm. Yeah, neural pathways. It's like stop doing what you're doing and do some tapping on your fingertips.
Do something different. So if
do
you,
something different. Like,
if you don't normally donate, maybe that's something different that you want to try.
Right. And you can just pick up your phone, dial 877-500-5266.
And if you've donated already, thank you so much for your support. We could not exist without you. The right level of support is different for every KBOO listener, and everyone's contribution makes a huge difference to the station. Even if you can just donate a little bit, $5 a month, $10 a month, or less, that is hugely impactful to the station because we exist with many, many different listeners, many volunteers, so every little bit helps. It's a grassroots
organization. Yeah, many different levels of contribution, dollar-wise and time-wise. So all of it matters.
Yes.
Are you able to donate just one time? Mm-hmm. Or is it a monthly?
Can donate one time. So I donate once a year around the holiday time. That's when I'd make all my donations.
Uh-huh.
And other people at the station and beyond will do a monthly donation.
Or a one time.
Or a one time, yeah.
Oh, and that's nice.
And the cool thing about that is when you're feeling it, you just do a one time donation. And it's so easy. We have the online, we have the telephones, and we have an app. So it's really easy. But, you know, we were sitting here talking about, Aaron, you feeling really comfortable walking in. Mm-hmm. And Soumya and I know we come here, we're part of it. We see our friends, we're part of, a community. And it's an open community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Soumya was talking about all the classes that KBOO puts on. These are classes put on by the staff and the volunteers, and there are so many different classes, and these are free, and everybody's welcome. And your donations make it possible.
And the skills that you learn in the classes are transferable skills. They're technical skills,
uh-huh.
They're communication skills, they're people skills. So you are being trained for free on how to work in a radio station, how to run a radio station. And so the one way you can give back is either by volunteering your time or by giving money to the station.
Mm-hmm.
And your money goes to the operation of the station. So that includes the staff salaries, that includes the equipment, that includes all the pens and paper and everything that we need to function as an organization. Gwen, you've talked about this, that people can actually come down to the station,
uh-huh,
if they'd like to see it. They'd like to see how it's working. And it's a pretty amazing place. So, again, just call us at 877-500-5266. If you would like to come learn more about the station and donate, you can definitely call that number or go online at kboo.fm/give.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But one of the main things we want to stress is that all of the listeners are part of the community, part of the KBOO community, and you can become more deeply engaged in the community through volunteerism or by donating in a monetary way.
You know, we're talking about personal development, and for me personally, sitting down in front of a microphone has been a personal development program.
Yeah.
And so that's an unspoken bonus to come down and speak on the radio or sit in front of one of those boards that are all lit up and, you know, pay attention to all of that at once. Like, that's just, you know, it's a huge thing to talk about shift or learn something and gain a new confidence or be part of the group. It's
And Guinevere also renovated our bathrooms here.
Oh, nice.
Which is amazing.
It was amazing.
Beautiful now. They are beautiful bathrooms.
Well, they needed it. That was 30 years.
Yes, they did. And you did it because you're an amazing volunteer.
Aw, thank you.
And so if you just want to come down and see the bathrooms.
There's always
you
that.
Do that. You can donate 877-500-5266. We just want to reiterate that you're such an important member of our community. We want you to be part of, we want you to have a deeper engagement in what KBOO is. KBOO has given me a lot personally. I've grown as a person. I've grown as a volunteer. I've grown as a Portlander, just learning more about my city, meeting different people,
interfacing with all kinds of people that I probably would have never interfaced with. And yeah. they help me, I help them. So it's mm-hmm. what it's given to me as personally is almost, it's almost impossible to describe, but since we're on the radio, I'll try. It's just a very loving atmosphere. And I think to be part of it is very unique and very special.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So give us a call. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
And I'll let you guys wrap up the show.
All right. Thanks, Omia.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's a lot of resistance, right? There's resistance in donating.
Right.
There's resistance all around.
Mm-hmm.
And
people
that are...
becoming a member of a community.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is certainly a community. I can feel it. I felt it the moment I walked in the door.
Nice. Yeah.
What a wonderful greeting I got from everybody that I met. Just clearly a very caring, loving community.
And so resistance.
There's resistance everywhere, mm-hmm. right? So get past the resistance. This is how change happens. One of the things that I always talk about is giver's gain. When you feel like you have issues with abundance, money is not flowing into your life, the opposite of what you need to do is what you need to do, mm-hmm. right? When I had my business and money didn't feel like it was flowing, what I did was donated to charities that meant something to me, even when it was a payroll week and I needed to come up with 20 grand to cover all these people's lives that I was right, responsible right. for.
Mm-hmm.
I would turn around and donate to a charity, and lo and behold, immediately money started flowing again. And that's the premise behind Giver's Gain.
Yeah, and that's like not sinking into that the deep dark hole of self-pity or I can't, it's not, it's whatever, all of that, and coming out of that and going, well, I have this and I can give this to so-and-so, and just getting back into the circle, the energy.
Yeah, shifting, it seems daunting, and what I have to say is when you have tools and you have a community mm-hmm. that you can rely on. And that's what my aim is to create a community. You know, I don't just teach to be a talking head. I teach because I want to create community around this information because I know it to be true on the deepest level.
Mm-hmm.
And living from a place of abundance and joy and peace of mind is an incredible journey. You know, of course, you think, oh, gosh, I wish I had found this earlier. Well, I didn't, because everything happens on purpose in this universe and at the right time when you're able to hear it. And it can seem daunting to create change in your life, and it doesn't have to be huge change. It can be small things, you know? I mean, you can start with, you know, having your coffee black instead of with cream or whatever in the morning, right? And then moving from there. The thing is we create this whole thing about fear around all these things, especially self-development.
Uh-huh.
And it's not real. The fear is not real. I'm sure you all have had moments in your life where you're like, I'm scared to do this. I'm going to do it anyway because out of either necessity or whatever. And guess what? Nothing. Nothing happens. And that's the thing. The fear is an illusion.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying, you know, walk across the street in front of a car.
Right,
of course,
right.
use what you know to be true. And
those are helpful beliefs.
Yeah. And when you're up against it and your body and your mind is saying, oh my gosh, I'm so scared, go ahead and try something different.
Like coaching, coming
to a workshop. Taking yourself on,
mm-hmm.
huge amounts of
journey.
It is.
You know, I get such a good feeling from you because we're talking about all these things I'm totally aligned with, which is the, create what you want and how you're doing that. The personal responsibility bit is a huge key. The idea of stepping out of your what do we call it, your normal routines,
yeah, patterns of behaviors, patterns that we do behavior. All the time, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you do have a couple of workshops coming up. We're about ready to wrap up, so I wanted to give you a chance to do that because,
oh, you're sweet.
This is exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, so my workshops are, change. Yeah, everything yes. that we've talked mm-hmm. about, fear, resistance, limiting beliefs, tools for those things, how to get past those things, how to take action towards the things that you want in your life, how to come from a place of personal responsibility, and that being an empowering thing, and recognizing that you can change those things. You no longer have to be a victim. You can actually create from a place of intention.
Taking all of that on and being personally responsibility for those things that are in your life.
Absolutely. So my workshops are coming up May 12th and 19th at the New Renaissance Bookstore. They're 5 hours total, split up into 2 days on purpose, because I want you to go use some of the tools out in the real world, come back, let's adjust them and make them even more powerful in your life. May 11th and 18th at Tabor Space in room 5 from 1 to 3:30. Please go to my website, Erin-Mac.com, and all the information is there. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so grateful and blessed.
Well, let's do another hour.
Okay.
Me too. I so appreciate you coming on and taking the time to come down and talk about all of this. It's awesome. And so that is Erin, Erin-Mac.com. Check it out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Erin.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located in the Kearns neighborhood at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, an Irish sports pub with lounge areas and a pool table. Katie O'Brien's is open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Revolucion Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, desserts, and Mexican coffee only. Grown by Fair Trade Cooperatives of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Dinner was provided by Le Happy,